Well, thank you very much, Angela Mergen, and we welcome you back to the Cold Spring Baseball Park in its Region 15C. And Randall, championship time here on your Sunday afternoon as two teams still kicking, Luxembourg and St. Martin looking for the title belt.
You bet. A couple teams with different roads. Luxembourg, the road that they played baseball, they haven't lost here in the region tournament. St. Martin working their way through the loser's bracket. They played two games yesterday. They played another one today, and they got to play a fourth one in 2 days. And the road is a little different, isn't it?
She is, yeah. It's a long, long journey back as they clinched state yesterday against a victory over the Rockies. Stay alive in the tournament with a victory over Spring Hill. Beat Richmond in a walk-off, and now they find themselves in the championship where Luxembourg, they're just sitting there like, oh, we've only played the one game this weekend.
Right.
These guys are on their fourth game.
So, Angela Mergen recording our game back at our sports studios in Albany. And a reminder again, all these games will be online at mychasm.com at some point, maybe tomorrow or Tuesday. The lineup for the St. Martin Martins, who are the visitors on the scoreboard. Kyle Leeser leads it off at short. Zach Moritz batting second at the catcher spot. Brian Schlungen bats third. He's going to pitch again, batting fourth. Tanner Arsenault at second base. Brady Goble bats fifth. At third, Avery Schmitz batting sixth in left field. Derek Cole bats seventh in center field. Scott Leeser will bat eighth. He's the DH. And Matthew Schlungen bats ninth in right field. Jalen Arsenault will play first, and he'll be DH for. Kirby, we'll bring you in with the call.
Yes, sir. Reed Funnestein toes the rubber. Tall guy looks even taller on Mount Cold Spring out there. First pitch curveball in there for a strike to Kyle Leeser. As the one-strike offering from Funnestein, smashed foul by Leeser. 0-2 the count. It'll be Leeser. It'll be Zach Moritz, Brian Schlungen, as we'll set the Brewers up for you defensively. Funnestein whipping that big right arm around out on the mound. As 0-2 the count. Sun-soaked field. Steady breeze coming in from the outfield as the two-strike pitch missing high. Now 1-2. At third base, it's Derek Orth. Shortstop, Ethan Fruth. At second base, Connor Clark. And at first base, Noah Grove for Luxembourg. As Funnestein rocks and fires, the big righty. 1-2 pitch in there. Strike three. Leeser out on strikes for out number one. Kind of burned him in with a heater right there, Randy.
Yes, he did. And Kyle probably thought that was a little high in the strike zone. Interesting. Reed Funnestein doing
windmill, yeah.
Windmill, trying to get that arm completely loose.
Game brought to you by our sports boosters, El Rosa Lumber Company, the Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Green and Feet, Pep's Pork, B&S Excavating, Sportsman's Den, Albany Chrysler Center, Gilliland Chevrolet, Promotional Resources Incorporated, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Albany Family Dentistry, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, Kensington Insurance Agency, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company. First pitch to Zach Moritz in there for a strike. Second pitch missing down and away. Trapper's Pub and Grub, Central Minnesota Realty, Lake Henry Implement, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Mutual Telephone, Rambo, the Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Freeport State Bank, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix as the 1-1 pitch in there for a strike to Zach Moritz. Now 1-2. Meyer Grove Co-op QPC Store, Dairyland Supply Stock Center, Ecker Feed Service New Munich, John Dole, Century 21st Realty, Liberty Electric, Stony Creek Dairy. As the 1-2 pitch hit on the ground, off the glove of Funnestein, Fruth comes in. Easy flip over to first, 6-3 to retire Morris. IPM in Waite Park, Shady's Long Shots, and Westside Liquor of Waite Park. Randy, we don't get to do this without those fine people.
We do not. Yeah, Reed Funnestein just tipping that ball a little bit and didn't really switch the trajectory of that ball. So a 1-6-3 put out.
Yeah, well said. It didn't affect where that thing was going to go. Fruth looked like he got a pretty true hop yet as the first offering to Brian Schlungen. We'll miss inside for a ball.
That's the story of this game right now. Brian Schlungen pitching again.
Unbelievable. 104 pitches in the first game. You were down in the Martin dugout between games. And Schlungen hits one on the ground. Fruth gets another candy hop. He'll flip to first. You were in the Martin dugout between games, and Brian said, I'm good to go.
I'm good to go. It's loose.
We'll be the judge of that. It's coming up as the Martins retired in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Bottom of the first coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM.
The Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry is where you find the kind of food that mom and grandma used to make. Stop by for a noon lunch special served Tuesday through Friday or order off the menu. Dine in-house or take-it-to-go options are always available, and the portions are for big appetites, so come hungry. Saturday night is $5 burger basket night from 5 until 9. And remember the Sportsman's Den for your weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays. Mark those calendars for Saturday, September 25th. Cindy has booked the Shaw Band and has them playing from 8 until midnight at the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry. To order or book your events, phone the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, 243-4546.
Thermotech Premium Windows and Doors have been framing your world since 1993 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber Melrose and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling.
We welcome you back to the Cold Spring Baseball Park as on to the bottom of the first inning. And Randy,
shall I give you that lineup?
Well, you can give me that lineup, but I was more of saying when we first saw the Barton lineup, I thought, no, this was last game's. It's Flungen still pitching.
Exactly. Yeah, Brian looks good and loose. Luke Harn leads it up. He's in center. Ethan Pruth batting second at short. Derek Orth bats third at third base. Reed Funnenstein, he'll bat cleanup. He's doing the pitching. Noah Grove bats fifth at first base. Sam Eitan will bat sixth in left field. Connor Clark bats seventh at second base. DJ Crona bat eighth doing the catching. And JT Harn bats ninth in right field. A little change in that lineup, Kirby Hemish. No big first baseman.
Yeah, Isaac Machinsky, Corey Wentz talking to us during the St. Martin Richmond game that Mr. Machinsky hurt his foot on a jet ski accident to cut his toe or something like that.
Right.
So big hole in the middle of their lineup and a big hole to fill. As the 1-0 pitch missing to Harn. Now 2-0. Big first base. Played a nice first base from what we've seen as well. Had Isaac Machinsky. Schlungen right back. 2-0 offering. That's on the corner for a strike. Now 2-1. Martin's in the field. Over at third base here in the championship game. It's Brady Goble. Shortstop, of course, Kyle Leeser. As this pitch hits foul up the first base line. Evening it up at 2-2. Second base, Tanner Arsenal. Jalen Arsenal moves to first base. As 2-2 the count, leadoff man for Lux. Left-handed hitting, Schlungen's 2-2, just missing low right there, fills it up at 3-2. Left field for St. Martin, it's Avery Schmidt, center field Derek Cole, right field Matthew Schlungen. Zach Moritz catches again. Brian Schlungen back out onto the mound, 3-2 pitch, that's popped up. Goble over for a look, Brady will not have room as that twists out of play. Off that bleacher down there. 3-2 the count.
So St. Martin started playing baseball yesterday at 12 o'clock noon, and we're just about 2 o'clock now, so 26 hours. You look at all the innings of baseball that they played, 27 innings plus here.
3-2 pitch. That's popped up down the left field line. That'll twist foul. Schmitz will not have a play as Harn a little battle with Brian Schlungen as,
inning an hour.
In an hour. And if you look at it, Randy, like they didn't kind of bust it up. It's pretty much these same 9-10 guys that have been doing it. Leeser pitched the first one, Ben Schrader and Grant Ludwig threw the second one. But other than that, it's these guys out here as the payoff pitch. Brian Schlungen did not walk anyone in the Richmond game. He walks Luke Harn to start our afternoon championship.
Yeah. Exactly, and Harn was a battler. He made him throw some pitches, fouled a few off on Brian, and he worked himself a walk there.
Traditional leadoff battle, foul some pitches off, end up with a walk on an 8-pitch at bat. As Fruth first pitch swinging, he hits it to Arsenal at first, to second for one. The relay back to first, and they turned two double plays in the first game today. Why not get your first two outs on a 3-6-1 double play? That's a tough play for Jalen. Kyle's got the easiest job, and by easiest, I mean least hard, as Leeser comes across, catches, and throws right back, and Schlungen covering up, Randy. That's the tip of the cap to the boys in blue.
Oh, awesome double play there.
3-6-1 for two outs, and that brings Derek Orth to the plate. He looks at a strike.
Adding to the Brewers pitcher, third baseman, number one, Derek Orth.
As the one-strike offering, that is a little cue shot to third. Goble picks it up, flips it easily across the diamond, 5-3, and that does it for Luxembourg in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Another beautiful double play.
Gosh.
On a day that's seen plenty of them, we're on to the second inning. We're scoreless after one. Back in a minute on Chasm.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
Planning your next big project? Contact Liberty Electric for all of your electric needs. We're a full-service 24-hour electrical contractor licensed in Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota. If you need commercial, residential, agricultural, restoration, maintenance, or emergency services, contact Liberty Electric at 320-548-3775. You can see some of our outstanding work we've done online at libertyelectricco.com. Best of luck to all the teams from Liberty Electric in Farming.
Enjoyable. What's up?
We welcome you back to Cold Spring Baseball Park onto the second inning. He's Randy. I'm Kirby. We're glad to spend a sunny Sunday with you at the Jack Bell Press Box. Any place you'd rather be?
No, I'm almost getting really used to this, Kirby. You know, getting up, going to the baseball park, coming up in the press box, talking baseball, nice breeze blowing through, go down the concession stand, get a burger, a brat. Yeah.
That'll work, huh?
Yeah.
You can make a habit of that?
I could make a habit.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but it's over.
Dang
after.
It. Dang
it's
it.
Over
I mean,
after today.
And it's only a 7-mile drive for me.
I know. Nice ride in. The mileage report will be nice and clean this week.
That's right.
Swing and a miss from Tanner Arsenal. As Tanner to be followed by Brady Goble, Avery Schmitz for St. Martin here as the one strike pitch cut on and missed as Tanner tried staying back on that Funnenstein hook. Unable to do so, he swings over the top of it. Moves our count to 0-2. Funnenstein, the big Lux right-hander. He gets the sign from DJ Krohn. Two-strike pitch missing way high. Moves it to 1-2.
Yeah, I always talked about baseball being over, and it's like you go into a mourning a little bit because you miss it.
We get the state tournament yet,
yeah,
so not,
yeah.
not quite yet. Two-strike pitch, 1-2 pitch, excuse me, missing. Moving our count to 2-2.
Yeah, there's just such a void because for me personally, I mean, you do Game of the Week, you do Dick Putch Show, you're just involved from April on, and it's like every amateur baseball player, too.
The 2-2 pitch, that is missing down and away now, 3-2. So Funnenstein starts with two strikes to Arsenal. Now he goes with three wide ones. We saw Reed last Saturday pitch against Farming. Impressive performance by the big Lux righty. Step off the mound here. Him and DJ Krohn having a tough time getting on the same page. Brewers in the field. Orth at third. Fruth at short. Clark at second. First base today is Noah Grove. As Funnenstein and Krohn now figure it out. 3-2 pitch. Missing for a ball. And Arsenal, again, Randy, I talked about those first two pitches from Funnenstein were strikes, but then four wide ones after that.
Yeah, and we saw it in the first inning already. Reed was having trouble getting that arm loose, Kirby. And that time he was all over the strike zone with the pitches to Arsenal. You know, this mound here at Cold Spring Baseball Park, kind of a second home to Reed, isn't it?
Pitch here through VF and Babe Ruth State tournaments and stuff. Then you get Varsity and Legion. He was a Rocky. He was a Springer. And now with Lux, and Lux playing Cold Spring a lot, is Goble bunting this ball foul. Brady will work with a strike. No stranger, to say the least.
No. Brady on that bunt, Kirby, he lunged at that ball rather than letting the ball come to him and just, yeah.
We've seen some suspect bunting. Leave it at that. One strike to Goble. The lead at first for Tanner Arsenal. Big Funnenstein set. Reed's one strike offering, Goble not bunting, and he takes this pitch inside to even it up at 1-1.
That pitch inside, and Brady, he was preparing himself to take it, to get hit. And that little bit of an off speed from Reed.
Those are the ones you want to hit you.
Yeah.
So that breeze blowing in from left field. As a pickoff attempt, back safely at first is Arsenal. In left field, it is Sam Eiton. Center field, Luke Harn. Right field, JT Harn.
Was that the number two pickoff?
The B move.
The B move, that's how
it. You got it. Nice lead for Arsenal. As he stays put, this pitch missing high for a ball, now 2-1.
No, this isn't the Reed Funnenstein we saw last weekend, Kirby. No, it's he's different on the mound. He got the ball last weekend, and let's rock and fire.
A little more deliberate today.
That was that win over Farming.
Mm-hmm. 6-3 victory for Lux. 2-1 the count. Nobody out here as that off-speed pitch curls in there nicely. As that evens it up at 2-2.
The importance of this game, Kirby, is the number one seed. Mm-hmm. If you you attain that, you get a week off.
Yeah, you're automatically into the second round with that bye. Get that number one draft pick as Arsenal. The lead at first, 2-2 pitch. That's missing high, and that'll fill it up at 3-2. So, yeah, you're already into that second round. You get the first pick, and you are, you know, like a team like St. Martin, you played four games this weekend. You could get a break, or Luxembourg, get that break for JT Harn and Reed Funnenstein to kind of sharpen up a little bit. As there goes Arsenal on the 3-2 pitch, missing inside for a ball,
wow.
And that will put runners at first and second.
DJ Krohn thought they had the inside corner there. Again, DJ jumping up maybe a little quickly for that home plate umpire, and the umpire said that was inside.
So first and second, first runner to second base on the day. And that's Tanner Arsenal. We'll see Avery Schmitz into the batter's box. We'll have to watch the top hand of Avery. See if Carlos has some bunt on his mind. And Avery already squaring. Now he pulls back. Now he squares again as Schmitz puts a nice bunt down up the first baseline. Funnenstein fields. He will tag Avery Schmitz. Avery with a little juke move right there, but Reed's a tough guy to get around. That's like trying to get around a telephone pole or something.
I probably would have just said, I'm out. Yeah, just touch me.
I'll go sit down now.
Yeah.
So Schmitz does his job, though. Avery moving the runners over. That'll bring Derek Cole to the plate. One out. Runners at second and third, and the infield's going to come in here. Derek had a great game. For St. Martin, he scored the game-winning run. Came across the score on that Matthew Schlungen single. As a suicide squeeze right there, and the ball flipped past DJ Krohn, coming all the way around, play at the plate, and out at the plate is Brady Goble, the umpire pointing down at the plate.
Wow.
And I was under the impression he was going to point that his hand got in there.
Yeah.
But he comes up and points that the runner was out. Goble trying to score. So the run does score as cue up squeeze box by the Who as Carl gets the run in on the squeeze by Derek Cole. Arsenal scores. The flip by Funnenstein went past DJ Krohn to the backstop. Krohn retrieves the ball, flips it over to Reed Funnenstein, who tags out Brady Goble.
You get another call at the plate, Kirby.
Seriously. That's like my eighth of the weekend. Of the tournament, I should say, as Scott Leeser, first pitch swinging. Shocker, he comes up, but he swings through this one. Give the RBI to Derek Cole as he reaches on the fielder's choice. Out was Goble for ouch number two. So two away, one strike on Scott Leeser. As the first offering, that's swung on and missed by Leeser. Second pitch, off-speed missing down, and advancing to second will be Derek Cole on the wild pitch. They ask you, how do you do all those games? Well, when there's plays at the plate all the time and fun double plays and walk-off hits, not too bad. It's pretty easy.
It's like taking a shot of caffeine.
Seriously. Need a Red Bull, Curb? No, the Martins are in the field.
I want to call at the plate.
It'll wake you up. 1-1 the count. 1-1 pitch on the corner for a strike right there, moving our count to 1-2 to Scott Leeser. Martin striking first here in the second inning with that suicide squeeze. We're into the 2 o'clock hour. It's KASM AM 1150, FM 107.7, 105.5 HD2. Online at mykasm.com as Leaser shoots one into right center as a solid RBI knock right there for Scott. Cole comes across to score easily, and the Martins double up their lead on the RBI knock by Scott Leaser.
Hey, nice piece of hitting. Not trying to do a whole lot with that pitch other than put it in play. And he loops it over the second baseman's head, kind of up the middle there.
So two in, one on, two away. That'll bring Matthew Schlungen into the plate. Matthew Schlungen into the batter's box. The hero of game one today. A walk-off hit against Richmond as the first offering in there for a strike to Matthew.
As I know Matthew and his brother Michael, they're twins and really close to his brother Michael. He goes, when I handed him the coveted Chasm hat, he goes, aren't you going to give this to Michael?
Why?
I think just that bond there.
Oh,
and it's
gotcha.
Like, yeah.
I would have thought, oh, no, I mixed him up. I was looking for Matthew. Yeah. I have been known over the years to call them Matthew or Michael. I have a tough time telling them apart. As weird how that works with twins, huh? Yeah. Leaser, a good lead at first. He stays put. This pitch is cut on and missed by Schlungen, and he's out on strikes for out number three. That does it for St. Martin in the second, but they notch the scoreboard twice, scoring two runs. Randy, just the one hit. There was no errors and one runner left on base. After 1.5, scoreboard now reads 2-0 in favor of St. Martin. On to the bottom of the second, coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Stop by Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring on your way home from the ball game this weekend. Shady's has a fantastic menu to bed down your hunger and a full bar to quench your thirst. Be sure to like Shady's Long Shots on Facebook to stay in the know on their Music by the Lake concert series. Live music on the patio this Saturday and Sunday for your entertainment. Come by land or pull up your vessel by sea and tie up to one of Shady's spacious docking slips. Best of luck to the Richmond Royals and the Cold Spring Rockies from everyone at Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring.
Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual are always focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to keep you top of mind. We'll be there when you need us most, helping protect all that's important to you, including your future. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Nancy Mathiason, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Kensington Insurance today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
On to the bottom of the second inning, it is Reed Funenstein, Noah Grove, Sam Eiten due up. Looking at the scoreboard, trailing by two all of a sudden, is the Brewers.
Brian Schlungen has himself a lead, and see how the right-hander reacts to it.
First offering to Funenstein, missing high for a ball. So St. Martin and Luxembourg going for the 1 and 2 seed. We know the 3 seed will be Richmond. We know the 4 seed will be Hill. We talked with Gordon Barton today as the first offering missing for a ball. Second pitch in there for a strike. Gordo told us that he's feeling all right from last night. Jamie Terrace sent me a picture, Randy, doing some recovering today by poolside, catching nice. Up with Kirby and Randy. That's hydration station right there as the 1-1 pitch missing right there for a ball to Funenstein, now 2-1.
These two teams, Kirby, played on August the 7th, a Saturday night game, and saw Ethan Pruth deliver a walk-off single.
Yeah. Pitch foul to the screen, now 2-2. We might have to, what do you say, if the opportunity presented itself, say you and Don are doing a game next weekend, and I had the means of the time. Maybe I'll go sit at the Jamie Terrace pool and listen to you guys paint the picture. How's that sound? As the 2-2 pitch cut on and missed by Funenstein, he's out for out number one. Jamie, yes, that is me inviting myself right there. So one away, and Noah Grove into the batter's box.
First baseman, number 15, Noah Grove.
Do they take into consideration water displacement?
That pool was filled before the water ban as this pitch is skied to right, going back and right is Schlungen on the run. He'll make the catch. Noah Grove put a charge into that one. Matthew just kept going, going, and going right there, Randy, and makes the catch about 8 feet in front of the warning track. Is that he out there?
That is so far away, Kirby. God dang it, that was a nice catch.
Where'd he go? Oh, there he is. Now he's starting to come back into our sight. That was ball just kept going. Gave it a ride to Noah Grove, but it goes down as a flyout. And that'll bring Sam Eiton to the plate. Eiton into the batter's box. Schlungen's first offering, off-speed pitch, missing up and in to Sam. Two away here. Two-run lead for St. Martin. Brian Schlungen starting his 11th inning of work on the mound today. Is that pitch missing for a ball?
Makes his third base coach dance a little bit. Is that Knaus?
Chris Knaus over at third.
Corey likes to manage from
the dugout.
Inside the dugout.
Yeah. See him at first every now and then, but for the most part, he likes to be in there. Other managers have been that way over the years.
Oh, yeah.
2-1 the count. As that pitch missing for a ball to Eiton, 2-1. Schlungen ready, gets the sign from Moritz. Right-hander's 2-1 pitch. That is skied into short center field. Leaser goes out. On comes Cole. It'll be Kyle at short. He'll make the catch. And a couple flyouts and a strikeout. Retire the Brewers here in the second as they go down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We've played 2-0 in favor of San Marti. On to the third in a minute on Chasm Radio.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty, and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now is the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows and El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door. Powered locally at Cenex.
Stop in at QPC Store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op, 320-987-3297.
We welcome you back to the Jack Bell Press Box. On to the third Region 15 seed championship, the meat of our broadcast. It's Randy Rothstein.
All right. Thank you, Kirby. Championship Sunday moves to the third inning. And St. Martin holding on to a 2-0 lead over Luxembourg. Kyle Leaser, the top of the order, facing right-hander Reed Funnenstein for a second at bat. And the pitch inside to Kyle and 1-0. That just about caught his right arm.
Yeah.
That was very close. Kyle struck out in his first at bat or got called out. Breaking ball from Funnenstein, ruled a strike in, 1-1. That infield. Very deep for Kyle. Actually, Clark at second is back on the grass. As Leaser takes high for a ball and 2-1. And actually, look at Sam Eiton out in left field. He's playing a long ways away. He might want to go to his garage, like between batters.
Closer to his house than home plate.
Leaser will foul it back and out of play into the parking lot. Ugh. That might have just missed a vehicle. Leo, we'll get another job for you, though, at Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming. I'm sure we'll find a windshield for you today.
Booked until Wednesday, it seems like.
Funnenstein kicks, delivers, and Leaser follows this back to us here in press box country. The count at 2-2. Yeah, Kirby, I don't know what we're going to do. We're not going to see John Atchison for a long time. And
he's probably sick of us.
Yeah, not going to see David. And Leaser flies to left. Coming in hard, Sam Eiton. Is he going to catch and fall ground? He will. Makes the catch for the out. One down. One out. Zach Moritz to the plate.
Just getting underneath that one right there. His ball hung up for Eiton. And we've talked about the breeze coming in. It looks like right now it's coming in from center, but we had a steady breeze in from left for the most part today.
Zach had the unfortunate, opportunity there. He bounced into his third double play today. This time he won't bounce into a double play, a fly ball to center field, hustling over there and making the catch for the out. It's Luke Harn, four out number two.
When did he bounce into a double play?
He had a 1-6-3.
That was...
Oh, that wouldn't have been a double play. No, no, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, no.
He was part of the...
He had two against Richmond, and Fruth hit into that double
play for
Lux.
Yes.
So two away.
Yeah, he just bounced off of Reed's glove.
That's what you...
Yeah.
Just kind of nicked that tip of it there.
So the pitch to Brian Schlungen is...
Missing for a ball.
A ball, 1-0. Funnenstein's pitch, a swing and a miss by Schlungen. Strike one, 1-1 the count.
Two strikes the count, excuse me.
Oh, it is.
Steered you in the wrong direction.
0-2, two outs. Funnenstein delivers. Schlungen pops it, falling out of play.
Just looks different. I mean, Martin's got the two runs in, and he's attacking earlier in the count. Here, Randy, unlike what he was doing doing last inning, he fell behind. He had those two walks to the first two batters.
The ball, it's two strikes. Schlungen, the pop-up in the infield. Back on the grass, Clark. And J.T. Harn calling him off. J.T. will make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Martins in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We play 2.5. It's St. Martin 2 and Luxembourg nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
Hands down, the town's favorite pub, it's Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming. You won't break the bank eating out at Trapper's. Give the daily specials a try. Monday, it's an $8 single-topping pizza. On Tuesday, taco night, enjoy beef taco for $7 or a chicken taco for $8. Wednesday, $6 burger baskets are a customer favorite. Thursday is always chef's choice. And Friday, give the fish special your attention. Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming invites you to enjoy a favorite beverage, try a daily special, or order off the menu 7 days a week. For takeouts or catering, phone 548-3700. St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz and he'll be happy to lend you good sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see Kara and Kelly. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
Two nothing St. Martin here in the bottom of the third inning. Brian Schlungen set to face that bottom third of the Brewers lineup. Connor Clark, TJ Krohn, and JT Harn.
Brian's been good. I mean, to give up two runs in 11 innings thus far between these two good lineups that he's faced today between Richmond and Luxembourg.
Yes, indeed.
He got himself a cap yesterday, and I didn't know he was going to bring in the Bulldog into him today. Maybe we should have saved his cap.
Connor Clark up at the plate. And the first pitch to Clark, a little bit high in the zone, and 1-0. Talking to Corey Wins, he said Connor Clark, kind of a walk-on this year. And a lot of these players follow their friends, so Connor came and played for Luxembourg, and he's got himself a starting spot.
How about that? Think I could come play for you? And kid turns into a Lions All-Star for Corey this year.
Here's the pitch, drive to right field. Matthew Schlungen coming hard, makes the catch. Doesn't dive, but reaches down by his ankles to make that catch for the first out.
It's a really good read by Matthew coming in hard, making the catch.
Catcher DJ Krohn to the plate. Krohn, he's had a good region tournament.
He has. Tough ball player, good catcher.
Yep, caught every inning. I mean, when your pitchers throw complete games, part of that credit's going to go to your catcher too, right?
What did I liked what Wentz told us during that Richmond game, that he said that he's had Brady Koenig warmed up in like the last six games, and Funnenstein and Harn just keep going complete game.
They do, yeah. Nice little bat to have in your bat bag, though, isn't it?
No, yeah, absolutely. 1-1.
Yeah, 1-1 the count to Krohn as he fouls it to the backstop, and the count 1-2. Krohn, and then on deck, JT Harn.
Freeloader in center field.
The 1-2 pitch. Crowan pops this up, following out of play, and the count still at 1-2.
Freeloader at in the right field, too, it looks like. Both holes. All that ivy and two openings, and what do they take? Two spots to go watch a game for free.
Brady Goble over at third. Kyle Leeser at short. Tanner Arsenault at second. And Jalen Arsenault at first. The pitch. Crowan will follow back and out of play. Count stays 1-2. In left field this afternoon for the Martins, Avery Schmitz. In center, Derek Cole. Out in right, Matthew Schlungen. Zach Moritz. He's catching behind the plate again. Those young legs, they should have two games in them.
How about Brian? I mean, he's still pitching, but he caught yesterday, too.
Swing and a miss. Crohn is out on strike. Swings over the top of that breaking ball. And two outs here in the third.
Second strikeout for Brian Schlungen.
And JT Harn brings that left-handed stick to the plate. Throws left, bats left. No debating this one. The pitch to JT is inside a ball. 1-0.
The more we see this guy, the more we grow to appreciate this guy, huh? He hustles in and hustles out. Wow. Two fantastic pitching performances, Randy. And apparently, why wouldn't it matter? They charge you $7 to come to these games. Might as well go play hard, right?
Exactly. One ball, no strikes count too hard. There's a strike called over the plate. Maybe a little bit high in the strike zone.
Lux did not like that one.
No. One ball, one strike to Harn.
To put it delicately.
Missing inside a ball, and 2-1 now. Spring Hill, the number 4 seed. The number 3 seed goes to Richmond. This game determining the 2-1. Harn will follow this back and out of play. And the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes to JT.
Cole playing awfully shallow. He was a lot deeper earlier today.
So cheating on the number 9 hitter a little bit. We kick the pitch and popped up in the infield. Arsenault over at first. Jalen calling for it and makes the catch for the third out. And Schlungen perfect through the first 9 batters. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. We play 3 here in Cold Spring, 2-0. St. Martin holding on to the lead over Luxembourg. We're back in a minute.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo or Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730. Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Paintsville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15 seed tournament from Paintsville Farmers Union Co-op.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Top of the fourth inning, Tanner Arsenault, Brady Goble, Avery Schmitz facing our right-hander Reed Funnenstein, a 2-0 St. Martin lead. And the pitch to Tanner Arsenault, strike called 0-1. Funnenstein retired the Martins 1-2-3 in the third inning. And a perfect first, 1-2-3. So just that second inning when the Martins scored 2. Reed was a little bit wild in that inning, walking a couple. Pitch to Tanner Arsenault is a ball a little bit high and outside in the count. Now 1-2.
Little zip on the heater all of a sudden, Randy.
Yeah. Pop in Crone's mitt. And Arsenault followed back and out of play, and the count remains at 1-2. September 18th, there will be a Hall of Fame induction. Central Minnesota's Herman Lensing being inducted into that Hall of Fame. It's a swing and a miss. Arsenault out on strikes.
Good for Herman. I know that means a lot to him.
Yeah.
As it should. Baseball guy. He's only It's amazing what the awards they give you when you've seen a million games. So good for Herman. Good for Central Minnesota baseball getting another guy into to the Hall of Fame. Nothing against, you know, the old bread baskets down south and Southwest Metro and all that stuff, but we know what we're doing around here sometimes too.
As Brady Goble steps up to the plate, and the first pitch to Brady, a strike in 0-1. It's the inaugural Glenn Carlson Award, so there'll be three inducted in the inaugural award ceremonies. Here's a ground ball, goes off of Derek Orth's glove and rolls into left field. Makeable play? Eh. It was hit between third and short.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking air.
I'm thinking air, too. I mean, the way if it got that much of his glove, he maybe probably should have had that in his pocket. Yeah. So our game's first air belonging to Derek Orth.
And Avery Schmitz to the plate with one on and one out.
Speaking of Hall of Famers and local guys who very proud to be in the Hall of Fame and deserving, you know Art Schlungen would have gave that an air.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Not a doubt. Anyone who knew the book Artie took, your hit had to be a hit.
Yeah. One ball, no strikes, the count. Goble leads from first in the throw over by Funnenstein. And we had some Hall of Famers here yesterday. We had Bertie Geisling was here. Norb Kaltoff was here. I know Donnie Heinen was here.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if Hinkemeyer, Dave Hinkemeyer was at the park. I saw him the first weekend.
Yeah, last weekend he was here.
So there were some Hall of Famers in attendance. One ball, no strikes, the count, two. Avery Schmitz gets a shot in left field here in this ball game. Was DH in the first game today. Pitch high to Avery, and now 3-0.
Wife of a Hall of Famer, Janet Roush, is here today.
That's right. Dave Ponch Roush, boy. Those that knew Dave saw him at a lot of ball games. Pitch inside, a ball.
3-0.
Now it's 3-0.
So, I mean, he's sharp, and then he's not. He gets ahead, throwing strikes. He's got the off-speed working, and then next thing you know, the light switches off, and he's falling behind 3-0.
And he's working out of the stretch now, which might be a little tougher for the man. There's a strike called, and 3-1. State Amateur Baseball Tournament will open up next Friday night at three locations, Chaska, Hamburg, Waconia. Goebbels lead at first. And the Funnenstein pitch is high, ball four. Third walk for Reed Funnenstein. That is not typical
of
a Reed Funnenstein start.
And, I mean, what do we have, one walk in the game? And it was an intentional walk. DJ hit two guys and walked one. Brian, no plunks, no walks.
Yeah.
Oh, he walked Dusty at one point, so Brian had one walk.
It'll bring Derek Cole to the plate. Derek, in his first at-bat, put down a perfect suicide squeeze bunt that scored the game's first run, Tanner Arsenault. And then Reed Funnenstein proceeded to flip the ball over the catcher and getting thrown out the plate was Brady Goble trying to score a second run there at that point. Martins did score two in the second. They lead 2-0. Runners at first and second here in the fourth. The pitch to Cole. Strike called and 0-2 now to Derek.
1-1.
It is 1-1. Okay. One ball, one strike. Brady Goble at second. Avery Schmitz at first.
Big spot in the game, Randy. You don't want to fall too far behind. Schlungen seems to be on again today, so got to put a pin in it right here.
Funnenstein delivers high to Cole, and now two balls and a strike. Carl Leeser over at third base, going through a few signs with Derek. Jim Arsenault at first base. On deck for the Martins, it's designated hitter Scott Leeser. They kick the pitch, and Cole takes a strike called, and 2-2 now to Derek.
In that corner right there, Funnenstein needed that one. You don't want to go 3-1. Battles back in there and hits the spot.
Two balls, two strikes. Funnenstein taking his time. The right-hander kicks and delivers, and that's high. It goes off the glove of Cronin. Base runner's going to move up 90 feet, and now they're in scoring position. It's almost like getting a sacrifice bunt in the middle of an at-bat.
Get that second bunt, basically. Yeah. Now the infield's got to come all the way in. Try to run the gun down that out at the plate. Funnenstein strikeout pitcher, Randy, he'd love one right here.
Yes, he would. The count is full, 3-2 with an out. Reed Funnenstein delivers, and on the outside corner, Cole will take strike three.
Derek didn't like it. Took a step towards first base.
It is close enough that I think you have to protect. That'll bring Scott Leeser to the plate. Scott with a base hit and an RBI in his only at bat today.
Close enough to not take. I like it.
Leeser swings and misses strike one.
What was the count there on that swing?
That was the full 3-2.
No, on the he swung at the first pitch every time he's batted today.
Hey, he knows. Oftentimes you're going to get your best pitch on that first pitch.
Why not, right?
Yeah. 0-1. Funnenstein brings the heat. Leeser drills it up the middle off of Fruth's glove. It rolls into center field. Oh, Carl Leeser's going to hold Avery Schmitz at third as Brady Goble has scored. That throw was right on the money.
I was gonna say,
Connor Clark.
Connor Clark. Carl with the a nice call over there, because I think that Avery's heading to the dugout after that throw from Clark. But another RBI single for Scott Leeser, 2-for-2 with two RBIs.
Yeah, just enough that Fruth dove and it went off his glove. That would have been a spectacular catch. That low line drive. And now number 9 hitter Matthew Schlungen to the plate. Runners at first and third. And the pitch high to Matthew. 1-0. Grove, who's over at first base. I don't know how much Grove has played first base this year, Kirby, because Isaac Machinsky, usually if he's there, that's his spot.
Exactly. So now you maybe have a guy playing out of position.
Yep. 1-1, no strikes. And there's a strike right down the middle. And 1-1 to Schlungen.
Best wishes to Isaac. Jet ski sounds fun, but that's a tough break.
Yeah. Ball and a strike. Schmitz at third. Leeser at first. Funnenstein ready. And his pitch, high and tight to Matthew. That turns his right shoulder or left shoulder and head back.
Buzzing the tower right there. And you're locked in. You're ready to hit. And then that pitch comes up by your chops. And it's like, oh, boy.
Am I having fun?
No.
2-1. Schlungen a swing and a miss. Strike two. That pitch before it, maybe a perfect setup for that swing and a miss by Matthew. 3 runs, 2 hits, no errors for the Martins, no runs, no hits, and an error so far for Luxembourg. First and third for the Martins. Leeser goes. Schlungen takes high for a ball. Throw to second, not in time. And Scott Leeser is in scoring position now, and it takes away the force for the Brewers. The count full to Matthew at 3-2.
Filling up the stat sheet. RBIs, singles, now a stolen base. You already got a hat last week.
3-2 the count. It's early, Kirby. The kick, the pitch, and Schlungen tries to check his swing. Ball gets away from Krohn. Here's the throw to first, and safe at first. I don't know. Did Grove get pulled off the bag maybe a little bit?
They're just saying he beat it.
He beat it?
Yeah, he was on the bag.
Interesting, as Schlungen beats out that swing and a miss for strikes.
Runners do not advance.
No.
Leeser and Schmidt staying put. It didn't go that far, but once the ball was found by Krohn, Avery would have taken off
Yeah. So the base is still loaded. Schmidt's at third. Leeser at second. Schlungen at first. And the top of the order in Kyle Leeser. Kyle on the day, 0-for-2 against Reed Funnenstein, and the pitch is outside, a ball, 1-0.
Three-hit morning for Kyle this morning against Richmond. 3-for-4 on the day.
Sam Eiton's backed up a few steps in left field. That pitch a little bit off speed. Breaking ball inside to Leeser in. Now 2-0.
Good time to hit.
Yeah, the Martins have scored one here in the fourth. They lead 3-0. Hit by Leeser would break this game open. Here's Funnenstein's pitch. That's a strike called and 2-1. Two balls, one strike.
Yeah, Harn deep in center, Eiten deep in left.
Reed Funenstein comes home. Leaser loops it to center field. Coming hard is Luke Harn. He gets to it and makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it. But the Martins in the fourth come up with a run on one hit. There was one error, and the base is left loaded. We played 3.5 here in Cold Spring. 3-0 St. Martin over Luxembourg. We're back in a minute.
Our automotive journey began when Dwayne Gilliland was hired as a service tech at a dealership. Dwayne worked his way up to service manager and then to general manager. He told the owner that he'd hoped to own his own dealership, so the employer helped Dwayne achieve his dream and worked with him to secure the purchase of Bastion Chevrolet in 1986. Dwayne and Karen, along with their young children, Christy and Grant, moved from Grand Forks to St. Cloud to begin living the dream of owning a Chevrolet dealership, Gilliland Chevrolet. Currently, Christy and Grant have grabbed a hold of the family business torch and continue to live by their father's principles and traditions. Please join us for our 35th anniversary celebration and car show. Enjoy beautiful classics, live music, games, food, and more. The Gilliland family and team are so grateful for your support over the past 35 years and look forward to celebrating with you on August 24th from 4 to 8 p.m. All makes and models welcome. Visit us at GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.